Welcome to Renew Devotionals. In this time with God and His Word today, we'll be studying the book of Malachi as we conclude part 5 in our Through the Bible series, Cover to Cover. Before beginning, take a few moments to center your heart. Ask God to give you faith, wisdom, and humility as you hear and respond to His Word. Our scripture today comes from Malachi chapter 4, verses 1 through 2.
For behold, the day is coming, burning like a furnace, and all the arrogant and every evildoer will be chaff. And the day that is coming will set them ablaze, says the Lord of hosts, so that it will leave them neither root nor branch. But for you who fear my name, the Son of Righteousness will rise with healing in its wings, and you will go forth and skip about like calves from the stall.
At the time of Malachi, 100 years have passed since Israel's exile, a consequence for their sin meant to draw them back to God. But sadly, we find the Israelites just as hard-hearted as their ancestors before the exile. Nothing has seemed to change. The Israelite prophet Malachi seeks to wake his people up to the crisis of their spiritual state. He presents a series of discourses between God and Israel. Through this exchange, the reality of the people's attitude toward God is revealed. To paraphrase the text of Malachi, the Israelites are essentially asserting things like, God doesn't really love us. It's not a big deal if worship isn't a priority in my life. Who cares if we offer God our leftovers rather than our best? It's pointless to serve God in this world if you really want to prosper. How you live doesn't matter because God is too nice to judge. Now, as you're hearing about the spiritually apathetic state of Israel, is it at all resonating with how you feel about God sometimes? Like the Israelites, how often do we sin and then simply shrug our shoulders? We reason, everyone's doing it. God's going to forgive me anyways. Or how often do we spend the best of our energy, resources, and time, and then give the measly leftovers to God? We feel something like, I'll prioritize my relationship with God later in life. Right now, He's not going to give me what I really want. In the book of Malachi, we see that in the face of the Israelites' accusations, God perseveres in pursuing His people. He reminds Israel that He chose their forefather Jacob despite his sin. So Israel's own sin cannot make God give up on them. He tells the Israelites that the final destiny for those who repent and return to Him is one of peace and blessing. In Malachi 4:2, God says, For you who fear my name, the Son of Righteousness will rise with healing in its wings. But God also warns of the consequence of their persistent rebellion. Those who are not faithful will face destruction in the end. The day is coming, God says in Malachi 4:1, burning like a furnace, and all the arrogant and every evildoer will be chaff. And the day that is coming will set them ablaze. Do you see the zeal of God's love for His people in this account? How He continues to chase after them even while they refuse to turn to Him. It is forgetting God's great love that lies at the root of the spiritual apathy we see in both the Israelites and ourselves. When we lose sight of God's love, we chase after things we believe are better than God. This is why in Malachi, God begins His message with the proclamation of love. It is why even in His pronouncement of judgment, God lovingly provides hope. He declares to Israel that He will send a messenger who will prepare the way for God Himself to come to them. To further grasp the idea that forgetting God's love is at the root of our apathy towards Him, think about how this might play out in other relationships. I think about how when my now husband and I were first dating in college, our relationship was full of expressions of devotion. We were always writing sweet notes to each other, planning elaborate dates, constantly looking for little ways to make the other person feel special. Now throw a couple years in the mix, real world responsibilities, work, a baby, and our relationship looks a little bit different. It's easier to snap at each other, to be selfish, to not prioritize time together. But I've found that every time I'm frustrated or a little bit indifferent to my husband, it's because I've forgotten how much I love him and how much he loves me. Sometimes it just takes seeing an old picture of us together, or getting a babysitter and having a date night, or even just consciously thinking through the things I love about my husband or the ways he loves me well. And I find myself drawn to him, desiring to be close to him and to care for him. Maybe you've experienced this with a best friend or a family member, a roommate, your spouse. Apathy comes from forgetting the love present in the relationship. So where do you see streaks of apathy in your walk with God? Can you trace these feelings back to the root of forgetting God's love? Maybe are you believing lies about God that are preventing you from fully receiving his love? Maybe it's, God must be so disappointed in me. Or God has more important things than me to tend to. Or God can never get past the sin in my life. In the face of our forgetfulness and unbelief, the book of Malachi, fulfilled in Christ, points us to truth. The prophesied messenger in Malachi came in the person of John the Baptist, who prepared the way for Jesus. Instead of bringing judgment upon his unfaithful people, Jesus bore our judgment. On the cross, he was consumed in Micah's prophesied furnace of God's wrath. Because Jesus took on all the punishment for sin, there is nothing left to be paid. If you are in Christ, nothing can separate you from his unconditional love for you. Through our sin and denial, God perseveres. He loves his people to the end. Take a moment to go to God now and ask him to soften your heart to more fully believe in and receive his love. As you listen to the worship song, praise God for the magnitude of his persevering love for you.
Come, sing of what he's done. There is hope for everyone. Sing of what he's done.